Hey guys, it's Katie Hunt here from Trade Show Bootcamp, and welcome to another mini episode of Proof to Product. I wanted to share something that I've been working on in my personal life with one of my very important VIP clients, my 8-year-old daughter, Madeline. She is selling Girl Scout cookies for the first time. She's in Brownies this year, and we are just at the beginning of our first cookie season. And I was a Girl Scout back in the day, many days ago, when cookies were not $5 a box, but things have changed. We can now take credit cards and they have online ordering and all this fun stuff. But going through this process with her and really empowering her to sell these cookies and giving her some confidence in asking for the sale, I was reminded of a few key things that all of us need to be remembering in our businesses, myself included. So today I want to tell you about three things that I learned from my daughter selling Girl Scout cookies. So the first one is you gotta ask for the sale. You can't just stand there and expect that your product is going to sell itself. Now, of course, my daughter's cute and standing on the corner with her little sign telling people we have Girl Scout cookies. But I've told her, you need to say, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? This sounds very basic and it sounds very simple, but I'm looking around at my coaching clients and even myself, and I'm thinking, how often are we truly asking for the sale? How often are we approaching our wholesale customers and saying, hey, are you ready to order again? Or are we reaching out to our retail clients and saying, we have this new item. Would you like to see it? Would you like to buy it? How often are we specifically asking for that sale? Watching my daughter with her boxes of cookies walk around, and she also created a drive-through in front of our house for people to stop and purchase cookies. You know, it was interesting to see her. She was scared. She was nervous. She didn't want to specifically say to people, would you like to buy my cookies? And it just reminded me that there's a lot of power in the ask. And all of us entrepreneurs can take a lot from this example, because we need to be asking for the sale more. The second thing I wanted to share that I learned from my daughter selling Girl Scout cookies is that you need to make it easy for your customer to buy. Now, in the Girl Scout cookie world, I thought it was fantastic that they were offering credit card options. Her troop uses PayPal here with the slider. Another troop uses Square. But my point is, we had a lot of people walk by that said, oh, I don't have my wallet, or oh, I don't have cash. And my daughter bravely spoke up and said, oh, well, we also take credit cards. And they said, oh, you do? Great. And sure enough, most of them purchased cookies from her because they had the option to use whatever payment method was there. So bringing this back into our entrepreneurial world, think about what barriers you have up around your customers. What maybe you're doing without realizing it that makes it harder for them to buy? So what barriers are up that make it more difficult for them? You want to make it as simple. I talk about this at Paper Camp all the time. You want to make it as simple as possible for your buyers to place that order. You want to make it as simple as possible for the retail customers you work with to buy that item from you. If that means setting up a credit card option, do it. If that means making things more accessible through an online shop, try to make that happen. Think about the hurdles that your customers go through. And if you're not sure what hurdles they're going through to purchase your product, or maybe what personal mental blocks they're going through, ask them. Maybe survey your audience and say, hey, I know you've been interested in this product. You've clicked through our emails. You're looking at what we're, you know, you've been on our sales page, or maybe it's a abandoned cart issue. Maybe reach out to them and say, hey, I know you've got this stuff in your cart. What can I do to help you follow through with this order? So make it, number two is make it as simple as possible for your customers to purchase from you. The third thing I learned from my daughter selling Girl Scout cookies is always remember to say thank you. Whether these people buy from you or not, the act of saying thank you so much for stopping by, thank you for supporting the Girl Scouts in the case of my daughter, thank you for spending time talking to me about this, it's hugely valuable. These people, even if they don't buy right now, they may want to come back and be a customer from you down the road. So treat them with care, treat them with gratitude, show them that you appreciate them spending time and effort, them giving you an email address or whatever it is. You know, think about even the little bits of time that they're giving to you, and just remember to be grateful for that, to say thank you and to show gratitude towards these people that are interested in the products that you're selling. it was interesting watching these girls because they're 8 years old and they're so excited to sell these cookies. And I felt like once somebody said they wanted to purchase, they were super excited and gave the cookies and grabbed the money. And then they'd like run to the next person that was walking down the street. And I had to stop the girls and say, you guys, we have to remember to thank the people that are purchasing from you. Thank them for supporting you. Thank them for supporting Girl Scouts. Let them know that you appreciate not just the money they spent, but the time and effort and energy that they took to stop and talk to you and purchase from you. And as entrepreneurs, we need to be doing the same things. We need to thank the people that are commenting on our social media feeds, they're opening our emails, they're interested in what we're doing and are taking time to support us. So again, the three things that I learned from my daughter selling Girl Scout cookies: we need to ask for the sale. We know this, but we need to do it more often. Number two is make it as simple as possible for your customers to purchase from you. Look at the hurdles that they're facing and try to find ways to ease their pain so that they can purchase more from you. And three, always, always remember to say thank you. Whether or not these people buy from you, show gratitude and let them know that you appreciate their interest in what you're doing, the work you're creating, and the products that you're selling.